When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday. I'm sorry, hour three of the program here on Tuesday. See, time flies by so fast, you get all confused. You have no idea what time it is. And what I do know is that right now we have a special guest joining us. He is a Freetown firefighter and also apparently a stand-up comedian. He's going to tell us all about that and how comedy is using to help firefighters in the battle against cancer. Mark Lawrence joins us on the line. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
So I found this to be a very fascinating thing, and I want to get into it with you, you know, kind of about comedy and all of that. But first, let's talk about this organization and what it is that they do.
Yeah, so it's Firefighters Versus Cancer. It's a nonprofit charity to support firefighters, and there's a high rate of cancer in the firefighting world because the actual gear that we use that protects us in the immediate present from being burnt up in buildings is actually slowly killing us over time. It's been confirmed that the chemicals and stuff used in the process to produce this equipment does in fact cause cancer. And then the fires themselves today, with all the composite materials and all that, the fires burn different, and they make different what we call free radicals and all sorts of nastiness that gets into the gear and gets into our skin as well.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the statistics that they have on the website, firefightersversuscancer.org, and 40% of all firefighters working today will be diagnosed with cancer during their careers. At least every 21 and a half hours, an American or Canadian firefighter dies from occupational cancer. I mean, these are extraordinarily high numbers, and with that, you know, it's the effort to combat it must be pretty difficult.
Yeah, there's a lot in the works right now to try and make standing orders, basically. Like, if you go into a fire, that immediately after you're supposed to, you know, take a shower, change all your clothes, all this stuff, just to try to mitigate some of that risk.
How long have you been a firefighter for?
So I've been a firefighter since 2012. I started on a call volunteer department in Rochester, and then I went full time back in 2019 in Freetown.
So do you live in Rochester? Do you live in Freetown?
I live in Rochester and work full time in Freetown. I also I'm still on the call volunteer department in Rochester just to help out because they don't have any. Well, they have one full time member, and that's the chief. But other than that, it's just a completely call volunteer department.
So how did your interest in stand-up comedy start?
I don't know, almost immediately. I kind of grew up around the firehouse in Rochester. My dad was a firefighter. And most of what they would do is just stand around and bust each other's chops and make each other laugh. So there's a great bit of humor found in every fire department. So just, I think being exposed to that at a young age just kind of piqued my interest about being funny.
So talk to me a little bit about this competition that's happening then. How did this come about? Was this something that the organization started and you signed up for? Was stand-up something you had tried before? Like, how did it come to be that you wanted to compete in this?
Well, I just feel I've been funny forever. And, you know, I like to make people laugh. And I got an email from I forget if it was the IAFF or from this charity organization, but they were looking for people interested in, you know, trying their hand at some comedy. So you had to submit a short video. I submitted a video. I was chosen out of, I don't know how many, but myself and five other firefighter brethren. And we're going to be out there trying to make people laugh and make a little money for a good cause along the way.
So this event is happening on Friday, May 17th at Florian Hall, which I think anybody that's driven into Boston on the expressway, you've driven by Florian Hall. It's a beautiful building. It's where the firefighters have all of their events. And so you're going to actually be getting up on stage and competing against these other comedians. Have you worked out your routine already? Are you still working on it?
Yeah, so I've been lucky enough to make a few open mics. The last one I made was last Wednesday in Boston, and my comedian pro mentor who I'm hooked up with was able to be there as well and give me some really good feedback. So it's going good. I'm feeling confident, and I think it's going to be a great time.
So they hooked you up with a mentor, or you found somebody? And who is your mentor?
My mentor is a gentleman named Tony V. Kind of a big deal. He's pretty funny. I like him. I've met him a few times now, and he's provided me with some pretty good insight and some good critiques about my material and all that. So it's pretty good. The organization has between four and six comedy pros that they've actually paired up with each of our firefighter contestants to, you know, help kind of polish up our acts and stuff.
So I've got to ask you, what's scarier, running into a burning building or getting up on stage to tell jokes in front of a crowd?
Well, for me personally, I love attention, and I have an overly inflated ego, so I love being like the center of attention up on stage. So probably going into a burning building is a little scarier than being on stage for me personally. I don't know how the others feel. You have to ask them. But yeah, I love the spotlight. I love the attention. Love making people laugh.
And you're actually competing, I should say, for the title of America's Funniest Firefighter, as well as a $5,000 grand prize. So there's a real incentive here to do well, not only just fundraising for the charity, but also personally.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm really interested in winning it all, you know, because I'll do my best to make sure my coworkers never hear the end of it, you know. It's a point of personal pride.
So your routine that's coming up, do you want to give us any hints on the kind of things you might be hitting on, or do you want it to be a surprise?
Generally, I've like reworked my entire set, like overhauled it like a few times now. I'm trying to walk a line between finding kind of like inside humor that like firefighters would understand, but also like stuff that, you know, the everyday person will also find funny. So I'm kind of like right in the middle there of material. So I talk about what it's like to be a firefighter and like interactions with the general public that come with that. So I think, you know, both people from both worlds will find it very entertaining and funny.
And after this competition is over, do you plan on still pursuing this? I mean, have you found another side career here? Is this going to be something you're going to keep doing?
I suspect I will continue on doing this. I don't really have any hobbies except for overtime, so I think this would be a healthy alternative to that.
Yeah, I mean, I can see this being completely your shtick, and, you know, look forward to seeing, you know, your Netflix comedy special in another year or two.
Oh, yeah, it's in the works, I'm sure. Yeah.
So again, this event is happening on Friday, May 17th at Florian Hall. If people want to get tickets to it, they can go to firefightersversuscancer.org. That's firefightersvscancer.org. You can also just make a straight donation there as well if that's something you'd rather do. And I also noticed that it says on your little promo photo here announcing you as a finalist, it says Mark Larry Legend Lawrence. Is that your stage name? Is that what you go by, Larry Legend, or?
No, that's what they call me at the firehouse.
Is that a funny story, how that came about, or?
Yeah, it's, we'll just say yeah.
All right.
Well, maybe you'll hear about it if you come to the show.
All right. That's a good tease right there. All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much. Good luck in the competition. And I hope that you guys raise a lot of money to help in the battle against cancer.
All right. Thank you very much for having me on.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
That is Mark Larry Legend Lawrence, and we will certainly keep up with his career if he is going to continue on with comedy, and I'm sure we'll have him come back and let us know how the event does. So if you want to make a donation, if you want to purchase tickets, you can do so by going to Firefighters VS Cancer, Firefighters versus Cancer, firefightersvscancer.org, and you can make a donation there. You can buy tickets there. There's a QR code that you can scan to buy tickets if that's easier. And what's interesting about this is not only can you get individual tickets, you can also get sponsorships. So firefighters, firehouses, fire crews, fire departments that want to get involved, they have sponsorship packages ranging from $10,000 down to $1,000. And for $1,000, you get 20 general admission tickets and your firehouse logo included in the program. I mean, come on, you just pass the boot around the firehouse and you can raise that money pretty easily. So again, you can get all that information at firefightersvscancer.org. You know, stand-up comedy, I admire anybody that can do it. I find a lot of stand-up comedians these days are, you know, just trying to take their everyday life and translate that to the stage, and it becomes very relatable. I can only imagine what it's going to be like in a room full of firefighters hearing some of those jokes that Mark has planned. But stand-up comedy is something that I've always wanted to try. And I used to actually carry around a notebook in my back pocket, a little tiny notebook that I would write down all the ideas that I had for jokes. But I stopped doing that because I started to wonder, are these my own original ideas, or are these things that I've heard other places that I'm just regurgitating and not even realizing it? Like, are these other comedians' jokes that I would be inadvertently stealing? And I just became so paranoid about that, I said, nah, I'm not going to do it. And as I've gotten older, I've decided that I'm probably less funny. I'm more dad joke-ish than stand-up comedian-ish. So you, the radio audience, get to be the beneficiaries of the fact that I can't live out that stand-up comedy dream, and you get to hear all my dumb jokes. So aren't you lucky? 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more with you. We'll talk some more about Express Closing, if you'd like to. I'm definitely been going back and forth with Nick in Fairhaven on App Chat with some memories about that area of the Cape. Back in the early 90s, he mentioned Video Carousel, which was where I would get all my videos when I lived in Sandwich. My classmate's family owned that store, and she would bring in like some of the promotional items that they would get. I remember when she brought in a huge, huge bundle of textbook covers. You know how you used to have to cover your textbook and you would use like a brown paper bag? To this day, I can still cut a mean book cover paper out of a brown paper bag. But you used to use the brown paper bag and then you would draw on it and write whatever you wanted on it. Well, she brought in ones that were Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Back when that movie had first hit video and nobody really knew what it was before it became the cult classic that it is. And every kid in my class had a Bill and Ted book cover on at least one of their books. But I remember getting that movie there. Young Einstein, Batman, Ghostbusters 2, Lethal Weapon 2. Like, that was where we would go, and we had a tradition. My mom would go shopping on Tuesdays with her mom and her sister. And then my dad would take us to Video Carousel, and we'd rent some movies, go home and watch them. And where I lived in Sandwich when I first lived in town, in East Sandwich, the living room was in the back of the house. It was in the woods. Got really dark. It was like having our own little theater. It was awesome. Some of my best memories. And thanks to Video Carousel. So there you go. Remember video stores? Remember how hard it was to find a video store at first? You might have to drive a couple of towns over to get to one. Then they were everywhere. Then they were renting movies in the supermarket. I didn't go into my first Blockbuster video until I think like 1991 when they opened up in Hyannis. Until then, it was always the supermarket or the small video stores. Curtis Mathis, that's where we originally rented movies. And then Video Paradise in Plymouth. Little tiny shop. Ah, kids these days with their streaming and their on-demand, they don't know what it was like to have to drive all the way down to the video store, hope the movie you wanted was there, and then settle for something else because it wasn't. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Nick and I still going back and forth on App Chat. He said that he went to the Wing School. He asked if I've ever explored that building. Actually, yes. I went to the Wing School too for the first half of sixth grade. I moved into Sandwich at the beginning of sixth grade, the summer right before sixth grade, I should say. And I went there for the first half of the year before they opened up the Oak Ridge School, and then I went there, and then I ended up moving across town and went to the Forest Hill School. But not only did I go to the Wing School as a student, but I had the opportunity last fall to go and do a paranormal investigation there. We went there and visited and kind of saw it all to plan the event that we had, and then we had a paranormal event, and it was really cool, very active, and just such a trip to be investigating the place that, you know, I went to for sixth grade. And there's been some discussions that we may be returning and not even having to wait until October to do it. So we'll let you know about that. But yeah, it's entirely possible that we could be back in there before they start tearing things down and building senior housing on part of the property. 508-996-0500. There's certainly concern from people when you hear about stores closing that you say, well, why are they targeting the Dartmouth Mall Express? Out of all the Express stores, why are they closing that one? Well, they're closing 95 stores across the country. So not everyone's going to survive. And whatever their formula was for deciding that that was the one to close locally, that's the decision they made. It's not indicative of the mall. There are people commenting on the story, oh, dead mall. If you've been in the Dartmouth Mall, you know it's not a dead mall. It's very vibrant. There's a lot of great stores in there. A lot of people in there shopping. Every time I go, there's a lot of people in there. And I've been there in the afternoons. I've been there in the evenings. I've been there on the weekends. I'm going there a lot more now because I got the movie membership and I'll walk through the mall. And you can see that there are people in all the stores, people walking around, walking with big bags. It's definitely a vibrant mall in a time when malls aren't really that vibrant anymore. So again, I keep saying this, but it's the truth. It's not a mall issue. It's an express issue. It sounds like they've had some financial struggles since the pandemic and they haven't recovered from them. And as people are pointing out in the comments, it's probably because people look at them as an overpriced store. Anyway, we can talk more about that. 508-996-0500 right now, though. I've got to take the news with Phil. He's looking at me and saying, come on, it's my turn now. So take it away, Phil Devitt.
Trump's hush money trial continues. Why prosecutors want him fined. Protests growing across American college campuses. And support at work in short supply.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial resumes this morning in New York City. Former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker is expected to take the stand again today. Trump is accused of covering up hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels, aimed at keeping her quiet about an extramarital affair. The judge will decide today if Trump has violated his gag order, barring him from criticizing anyone connected to the case. Prosecutors want him fined $3,000. There are growing tensions on a number of college campuses as protesters continue to call attention to the crisis in the Middle East. Minnesota Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, whose daughter was arrested during a protest at Columbia, says these demonstrations are raising awareness.
We are now seeing young people stepping up to say no more to sending our dollars to killing children. And I think it is really admirable that they are risking a lot.
Protesters at Columbia say they want the Ivy League school to divest from companies they say profit from Israel's violations of international law and Palestinian rights. Classes there were held virtually yesterday, but it's not a permanent solution to de-escalation, as many Jewish students say they no longer feel safe. The Senate is expected to pass a $95 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan this week. Senate leaders are aiming to quickly pass the legislation that cleared the House on Saturday. It includes more than $60 billion of aid for Ukraine and $26 billion for Israel. The Supreme Court has agreed to take up a major gun rights case involving so-called ghost guns. They're made from kits and can be bought with no background check. The ATF recently changed the rules, giving the government more power to regulate them. The question now before the High Court is whether the ATF has the power to change gun rules or if that must come from Congress. Worldwide approval of American leadership remains flat, while a European country remains at the top of the latest survey. Rory O'Neill reports.
Based on surveys in more than 130 countries, the approval rating of U.S. leadership is at 41%, according to Gallup. It was at 45% during President Biden's first year in office, similar to numbers under President Obama. Global approval was closer to 30% under President Trump. Germany tops the Gallup poll for the seventh year in a row, with China and Russia far behind. I'm Rory O'Neill.
A recent poll suggests professionals in the U.S. are increasingly feeling a shortfall in the support provided by their employers for workplace well-being. Tammy Trujillo with more.
That's despite over 80% of employees stating the importance of mental health support when seeking job opportunities. The poll by recruitment firm Robert Walters shows 60% of professionals think employers should be doing more to preserve employee well-being. Over half expect more from employers when it comes to employee well-being. The poll also reveals that nearly 90% of professionals consider their well-being a top priority. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
WBSM Sports.
The Bruins lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2 in Game 2 last night. Next game tomorrow in Toronto. The Celtics hope to take a commanding 2-0 lead in their first-round playoff series tomorrow night. The team tips off against the Heat at TD Garden for Game 2 of the best-of-seven series. And the Red Sox continue their road trip tonight. The team squaring off against the Guardians in Cleveland for the first of three games.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Mostly sunny skies this morning. Temperatures in the mid to upper 30s, right around 40 early on in the morning. This afternoon, sunny skies will prevail, upper 50s and around 40 overnight tonight, and mostly clear skies. And then again tomorrow, cloudy showers. The potential for a thunderstorm or two in the afternoon, upper 50s. Be sure to watch ABC6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside the darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. With a brave heart, free lover's soul, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate, break down the guarded gate. There's not much time left today.
You know, if you want to really lose faith in humanity, and I don't know who does. I don't know who is like, you know what? Let's make my opinion of society worse. But if you are one of those folks, a really easy place to go to have that happen is the comments section of some of your favorite songs on YouTube. There's actually a comment on that video, somebody in all earnestness saying, I really like Tom Cochran's version of this song. The person thought that Tom Cochran was covering a Rascal Flatts song. Rascal Flatts covered Tom Cochran. That song came out like 1991, 92 maybe. Yeah, it's a long time before Cars, the movie Cars. So anyway, 508-996-0500. So imagine, speaking of cars, imagine that you have saved up, worked hard, bought your dream car, and then somebody comes and steals it, crashes it up after taking it on a crazy joyride. That's exactly what happened to a gentleman in Northborough. Well, actually, he's from Peabody. But his 2022 Lexus IS was stolen. It was stolen from, I believe, from his driveway. Yeah, it was stolen from the outside of his Peabody home overnight. And these people that stole it, they were arrested because they ended up crashing it. But they took it. They were racing all over the highway at high rates of speed. At one point, driving it at a high rate of speed while it was missing a tire with a piece of the rear bumper flapping in the wind, getting on the highway in the wrong direction before going over the median to get on the right side. And meanwhile, as all this is happening, he's using the vehicle's built-in GPS to track the car on his tracking app so he can see exactly what's going on as these people are out joyriding in his stolen in the car they stole from him. And he saw that they made multiple stops in Rhode Island and Providence and Lincoln, Rhode Island. And he told WCVB it was going everywhere. They went to Burger King. I saw receipts in the car. They went to Burger King, McDonald's. They had a good time. So as he's tracking it on his phone, he's also got the Mass State Police tracking it. They've got the air weighing up in the air. And WCVB has some of the footage of the erratic driving and just how ridiculous it was. And then this thing is completely smashed by the time they get it to stop and they're able to arrest the people in the car. And you can see photos of the damage done to it. Now, the man in what has got to be one of the most altruistic statements of all time says he's just thankful that nobody was seriously hurt in the incident. But your beloved Lexus was, and you didn't deserve that. But he says they were going crazy. That's not good. Putting other people's lives in harm, that's not right. So three people were taken into custody. Two were taken to a hospital for treatment of unspecified injuries. And the third suspect, a juvenile, was taken to the state police barracks for booking. But you have a, first of all, broad daylight, you know, heavy traffic chase going on. Erratic driving. Police pursuit. And this guy's tracking it all on his app. And he's probably thinking to himself, okay, they're going to McDonald's. They're going to Burger King. All right, maybe they'll ditch the car and I can get it back. Oh, no, all of a sudden now they're driving 90 miles an hour down the highway. Wait, why are they going in the wrong direction? I cannot imagine how anxiety-riddled he must have been during that whole thing. For a car that was just stolen from outside of his house. Absolutely insane story. You can read all about it and see some of the footage at WCVB.com. They've got it all there for you. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break. If you want to call in, 508-996-0500. You can send app chat messages, too, on the WBSM app. We'll be back in a few moments. That's Scott Weiland, the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots, his first solo album, 12 Bar Blues. That's Lady, Your Roof Brings Me Down. I believe it was also on the soundtrack to Great Expectations, which was a much better soundtrack than it was a movie. It was a good movie, but the soundtrack was phenomenal. Chris Cornell, Tori Amos, Scott Weiland. Definitely a moment in time. Speaking of a moment in time, Barry's got a great article for you to check out today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app regarding the early UFO sightings of the Pilgrims. Going all the way back to the first UFO sighting reported in the Massachusetts colony was in 1639. It wasn't an airplane. It wasn't a blimp. It wasn't even a hot air balloon. It wasn't a drone. It wasn't a Chinese lantern. It wasn't any of these excuses that we use today. They tried to explain it away as swamp gas, which is what they normally say whenever there is a UFO. Oh, that's just swamp gas people are seeing. Been around swamps before. Swamp gas is not something that I've encountered. And I've also seen UFOs in the sky that were nowhere near swamps. So this story cites the report that came from Massachusetts Bay Governor John Winthrop from his diary.
So this is something that I lecture about when I go out, and one of my presentations is on the Bridgewater Triangle. One of my presentations is on UFOs in New England. And in these presentations, I will talk about this, and people's jaws drop because they didn't know about this. And it's because it's not something that's really talked about, but it is part of early colonial Massachusetts Bay Colony history. There were at least two incidents that I can think of where they reported something being in the skies. And they obviously, if it was something like swamp gas, they would know what that looks like. Because they're not as distracted as we are. They would have more focus on those kind of things. And it would be the talk of the village if something like that was happening. These are kind of late night isolated incidents, but hey, these were coming from sober men, people who had no reason to make up stories of fancy, which, by the way, in those days, you didn't want to make up a story like this because of the accusations that would be levied against you. You become the laughingstock of the village, first of all, but also, in some cases, you could be persecuted. So the fact that these stories have endured and survived and that John Winthrop felt the need to record them shows that they had some validity to them. So is it possible that they've been here, that they've been visiting us, going all the way back to the colonial times? I think most people would tell you, certainly Native Americans might say, it's been a lot longer than that. 508-996-0500. I've got to take one final break here, but we've got time to squeeze in a few calls if you want to call in. If not, Chris McCarthy's coming up next with South Coast Now. He'll take your calls too, but right now I've got to take that final break of my morning.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit room. Mr. Beer Melly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
508-996-0500. We got a few minutes left in the program if you want to call in. Otherwise, Chris is coming up next with South Coast Now. Always a fascinating program with Chris, and I know he's got a lot to talk with you about today. And he'll be getting into some of that. You're going to want to stay tuned for that conversation for sure. We also will have joining us tomorrow a woman named Christine Pierce. She races her Camaro at Seekonk Speedway in honor of her deceased son. And she's going to share that story with us. And she's also going to tell us about how she's looking for some sponsorships for sure, but why it's important for her to be able to keep going. So we will have that story for you tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. And then on Friday morning in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to get some gardening tips. Hopefully these frost warnings will all be over by then. And you're getting ready to start doing all your planting. And we're going to learn about some really helpful tips and hints. Try to have a little bit of everything here on the program. A little something for everyone. And if you've got suggestions of things that you would like to hear about, you can always send me an email, tim@wbsm.com, or an app chat message. I like to look at this as, you know, freewheeling radio ADD. You
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.